Welcome down to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Let's see, we have a quiz question around here somewhere. It's a little bit different today. It has to do with contemporary life, you might say, on a Friday. And speaking of things contemporary, well, Imani Winds is really strong on commissioning works and playing contemporary music, and in a broader sense, 20th century music, and then perhaps even occasionally some things that go back a little farther. They are performing tonight at the Shannon Hall. That's the Wisconsin Union Theater at 7:30, the Memorial Union in Madison. And the program will include actually a work by John Harbison, which you may have heard a recording of during the 10 o'clock hour this morning with your host Peter Bryant in for Stephanie. And members of the ensemble, the Imani Winds, are here. Jeff Scott and Mark Dover and Toyin Diaz, welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Came in from New York?
By way of D.C.
By way of D.C. So this is an ensemble that bounces around some. And you've been around for a decade and a half by now, something like that?
Even farther, actually, Norman. We've been together since 97. So
have you? Okay. And I know you were a sub of you. At least we're on this show in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you have some staying power, to be sure. You have been the ensemble in residence of the University of Chicago, and now you're in New York.
Right. Well, most of the work that we have is outside of the city. We tour full-time, and we have been touring full-time for about 15 years, which makes us the longest full-time touring wind quintet in the history of wind quintets. That's a small but wonderful honor.
We each have our niche, don't we?
Yeah. Right.
Our claim to fame. And so this program that you're playing tonight, I think it's certainly all 20th century and mostly contemporary.
Yeah, it's kind of how we base pretty much all of our repertoire. We don't have music by Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven. It's just all of our music basically starts in the 20th century anyway. So we go a little even beyond that, and most of our repertoire is even in the 21st century these days.
Sure, yeah. And is it mostly music then written originally for winds, or is it a lot of both?
It's a mix of both, definitely. There's a pretty decent handful of pieces by people like Paul Hindemith and Francis Poulenc's Sextet, which you'll hear in a bit, and Barber Summer music, pieces like that that are kind of staples of the repertoire, which we do tend to tour. It, usually through the year, we have at least a couple of those that are kind of cycling through our programs. But then a lot of it is some arrangements, and then we're really lucky to have Jeff Scott as a resident composer. So there's pretty much always something by him. And then also our founding flautist, Valerie Coleman, usually makes her way onto our program as well. And then beyond that is then comes the commissioning of new works and that kind of thing, which is really important to us.
Now, the personnel have changed a little bit in the last 20 years, but what does it instrumentally consist of now?
We are flute, clarinet, oboe, bassoon, and French horn, and that's been it from the beginning. It constitutes a standard configuration of wind quintet. Our two newest members are Mark, who you just heard from, Mark Dover on clarinet, and Brandon George on flute.
And so this CD that we're going to be sampling goes back a few years as kind of a sampler for you, wasn't it? And
that's right. We've done 7 commercially released CDs, but the one you're going to hear is the one we give to people who might actually book us. So this one's a little special. Not everybody gets to hear what your radio audience is about to hear.
So if anybody out there wants to book them, it's Imani. Imani, by the way, means faith, as I recall. Is that Swahili?
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's one of the principles of Kwanzaa. So Kwanzaa has different ideas. You celebrate each day, like unity, cooperative economics, and the last one is faith.
And that sums up the Imani Winds. This is a movement from the Sextet for Piano and Winds by Francis Poulenc back sometime prior to 2012 with Imani Winds. do it. Jose Amane Wins, who are with me in the studio today during the midday for a few minutes, and they're going to be performing tonight at 7:30 at Shannon Hall in Memorial Union at the UW-Madison, a program that includes contemporary music and you could call it 21st century music, too, to put an even more recent spin on it. What we heard there was the Libertango of Astor Piazzolla as arranged for winds by one of my guests, Jeff Scott, who is one of the members of the Amane Winds. And you do quite a bit of arranging, don't you?
Arranging and composing, and really out of necessity. As I was saying earlier, we don't have the standard rep from the famous composers, and so you're starting from really scratch, which was to have a blank palette actually is a good thing, you know. It just gives you more to reach for, you know. And I enjoy it. Writing for winds, as most composers would probably say, is a challenge to make it sound more than just like a wind band, you know, like a typical typical wind band. To really have it sound like it has substance, you know. And so that's been the charge for myself over the years.
And if you take something, as we were mentioning, that starts out with bandoneon and guitar and bass and like strings and turning it into something for completely different instruments, it's an approximation, but I mean, it's a thing in its own right, too.
Yeah, and I think that's the really... If you're going to write for winds, you've got to have that approach that celebrate what it offers as opposed to trying to make it into something that it's not, you know. And so, yeah.
Well, so we mentioned the Pulak and this from Amane Winds recording from sometime before 2012, which is when we got it. And so what would you do with something like the sextet for piano and winds already? You pretty much just play it, or do you bring something special to it, do you think? Something that would be, you know, inherently Amane Winds.
Yeah, I mean, with all our music, I think there's definitely like a signature that we put on it. When it's difficult to find the balance between playing standard repertoire and putting our spin on it, and playing, you know, Jeff's original music,
sure,
or an arrangement of Jeff's, or, and putting our spin on it. So there's kind of like, we have to as a group decide what that balance is. You know, when we play something like the Poulenc Sextet, for example, I think we'd like to think that you hear us play and you instantly know it's Amane playing that piece. Mm-hmm. But we have to do that while still kind of maintaining the integrity of Poulenc's, you know, his stamp on and his voice, and kind of capturing his, encapsulating his voice as a composer while still maintaining our sense of identity. When we play Jeff's music or original music, you know, we have a lot more freedom in terms of that kind of stamp of originality. So, yeah.
But you have the composer there saying, no, that's not what I had in mind.
Right.
Well, more like, did I write that?
Yeah, it would be kind of the ultimate diss, I would think. Perhaps.
Exactly.
Perhaps. Maybe it's like the author who was asked, you know, where'd you get the idea for this book? And he said, from the movie made from my last book.
Nice.
So it could be a little bit of that. Like, well, okay, having mentioned the Pulak, here it is. Thank you. it's always fun to watch performers listening to their CDs, and you know, when it's a done deal and they're kind of a little anxious about how's this part going to come out. You know, well, it's, you know, you're going to make the note because you've already recorded it and it's good, but it's still the same thing anyway. And that was Imani Wins going through that experience there, listening to.
I wasn't on it, so I.
But you were still listening for those key moments, I'm sure. And they're going to be performing tonight at the Wisconsin Union Theater in Shannon Hall, 7:30. Program of contemporary music, and they're sharing some of their insights and music with us for the next couple of minutes. We'll have a quiz question for you at 12:30, having to do with contemporary living, appropriately. And between now and then, we have time for one more from this this CD, which is in a rather retro way called Sides A and B. and it's, in fact, the whole thing is called Side B, which implies, doesn't that kind of imply it's sort of the flip side? Is that a
it
is
does.
That kind of a just what is the word?
Alternative takes or
alternative
yeah,
takes.
Yeah. The alternative music. You caught it. You got it exactly right. The B side was supposed to be all the songs that weren't the more traditional classical stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Ravel's on side A, quote unquote.
But the B has a lot of neat stuff on it. And here's one more from Imani Wins. What is Portrait of Josephine about?
That was written by our flute player, our former flute player, Valerie Coleman. She's an amazing composer who, now that she left the group not even a year ago, and now she's out writing for the Philadelphia Orchestra and doing wonderful things. So we wish her all the best. But she wrote this piece on the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Josephine Baker.
Oh, how
and,
nice.
Yeah, we did a whole concert devoted to her, and Jeff wrote some music for it, too. But this piece
to
was
Josephine Baker?
Yeah, for Josephine Baker.
Great.
Yeah, and this piece has a couple of movements. It's supposed to be snapshots of her life. So I forget which movement is this one is, but let's see. Okay, this is her most famous song. That Josephine Baker would sing, that she arranged for and added to Je Deux Amours.
Here we go.
Was the Sweet Portraits of Josephine by Valerie Coleman. That movement was entitled Thank You, Josephine.
Well, thank you, members of Imani Wins, for stopping by the midday today and sharing some of your music and insights into making it. With me have been Jeff Scott and Mark Dover and Toyin Diaz. And
thank you, Norman.
They'll be playing again tonight. They come to Madison every few years, seems
That's
like.
That's right.
And, tonight it's at the Memorial Union, Shannon Hall.
Thank you.
And, pleasure to see you. Look forward to the next time.
Absolutely.